Okay, friends, today we are reading from the 5-Minute Disney Pixar Stories book. This is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The 8th story in the book. It's called Back to Earth. It's a Wall-E story, and it was written by... It was written by Kelsey Sullivan, and it's read today by Mommy and... And Chick. What's that? It almost sounds like you were saying chicken and then went at the end of it. Oh, that kind of also sounds like it could be a sound effect. All right, well, Mommy and Chick. And here we go.
A robot.
Oh, it's a robot sound. That makes sense because this is a robot story. Okay, here we go, robot. After the Axiom landed back on Earth, the captain wanted to help all the passengers and robots aboard the ship adjust to the changes life on the planet would bring. He knew that by working together, they could all make Earth their home. Even after having only lived on a luxury spaceship in outer space. Wall-E was happy to be back on Earth and even happier not to be lonely anymore. He watched his favorite movies with Eve, collected even more treasures with his robot friends, and still tidied up the planet, one piece of trash at a time. But Eve was having a harder time finding something to do on Earth. Her original directive was to scan the planet for any signs of plant life. And she found it. Now, she wasn't sure how to fill her days, so she just flew around, still scanning and scanning and scanning. That doesn't sound like that much fun. One day, the captain noticed Eve wandering around aimlessly. He had to help her somehow. The captain went to Wall-E, hoping that together they'd find a new purpose perfectly suited for Eve.
I want everyone to feel at home and be happy here, Wall-E. But Eve seems like she's looking for something. Can you help?
He asked. Wall-E beeped in agreement. He quickly rolled home to come up with a plan to cheer Eve up. After a few days of thinking it over, Wall-E had the perfect idea. He would give Eve her very own one-of-a-kind garden. Eve already knew how to find plant life, but maybe now she could make plant life grow. And even better, all their robot friends could help. He knew Eve would love her garden even more if it was something they created together. Wall-E thought his friends could first help by clearing the land around his house. They removed rocks, roots, sticks, and trash from the soil, making sure it was perfect for whatever Eve wanted to grow. Then Wall-E built a fence around the piece of land using his compacted trash units. Do you remember what those were? So Wall-E is shaped kind of like a square, right? His body's kind of a square. And he would pile up all the trash inside of his body and then squish it down. And it would be the shape of a square. Do you remember that? And then he would stack the squares into a nice pile. And then it was just a giant wall of trash squares. And that's what he was doing here, is building a new trash squares fence for her garden. And that was so sweet of him.
Look, I almost made Wall-E.
You almost, yes. Philip has some Legos that he's holding on to, and he's kind of making his own little Wall-E with them while we read this story. Okay. Next, his friends helped him gather some supplies Eve would need. Seeds, plant bulbs and gardening tools. When the time finally came to show Eve what they had made, Wally could barely contain his excitement. He asked Eve to close her eyes and led her to the newly enclosed piece of land. When they arrived, he beeped for her to open her eyes. Wally told Eve that this garden was hers to take care of. She stared in amazement before she got to thinking, and then got to work. She even assigned some jobs to her friends. Eve thought that vacuum would be perfect for planting seeds. Wally drilled holes into a large patch of dirt, and Eve gave some seeds to vacuum. That's what his name is, vacuum. And I think he kind of looks like a vacuum. Do you see? But they call him vacuum. Okay. So vacuum sneezed them right into the holes that Wally had made. In the corner, Eve was planting some flowers and vegetables that needed less sun than the rest of the garden. She knew exactly which umbrella bot could help. Did you know that some flowers need a whole day's worth of sunshine? And other flowers only need like a half day's worth of sunshine? And some flowers need just like an hour of sunshine, and that's it. So you have to be kind of careful when you plant flowers. You can't plant all the flowers in the same place. They have to go in different spots in the garden. So Brilla, B-R-L-A, could open his canopy and guard the plants from the sun as they started to grow. So she's got a robot friend that can shade. He kind of looks like an umbrella, which might be why they called him Brilla. Right? B-R-L-A. That's a great robot name. Mm-hmm. Eve thought that M-O would be able to help her clean the fruits and vegetables, since he wanted to clean up all the dirt all the time. She knew he'd be delighted to help. And he was. Foreign contaminants, M.O. cheered. Do you know what foreign contaminants means? So foreign means it's not something that is normally there, right? It's something that's different than what should be there. Or
like an illusion. Mm-hmm. Illusion is what you think is there, but
it really isn't. Yeah, an illusion is what you think is there, but really isn't. But something that's foreign would be something that is there that typically isn't or maybe shouldn't be. Okay? And a contaminant is something that is disrupting what is, right? So, for example, if I had a white piece of paper and I took a black marker and I put a big circle on that white piece of paper, it wouldn't be a white piece of paper anymore. Now it would be a piece of paper that had a contaminated spot, something that should not be there that has now ruined the piece of paper, which is no longer considered white anymore because now it has a big old circle on it, right? So something that is contaminating something means it's making it not what it should be. Okay, it's disrupting what should be. Okay. Then Eve walked Vingo, to the fence Wally had built. Vingo was ecstatic to find a blank canvas to showcase his art. Even if the paint splashed everywhere, it still made the little boxes of trash look more beautiful. So Vingo, is a paint robot, and he has all these different colored paints on the back of him. And this is a funny name, Vingo, because once upon a time, a long time ago, there was a very famous artist, and his name was Vincent Van Gogh, or some people call him Van Gogh, but he was a famous painter, and I think that this robot might have been named after him. Anyways, moving on. A few days later, the captain visited Wally and Eve's home to check on their progress. He was thrilled to see Wally's plan had worked. Building and managing a garden really was the perfect job for Eve. She looked happier than he'd seen her since they returned to Earth. But then he noticed Eve flying back and forth, and then back and forth again, with a watering can. He thought.
Eve, the captain called, I have an idea for your garden. What if you build a well? I bet you could just burrow down there. It'd get water here faster, and you wouldn't have to fly back and forth so much to fill your watering can. And then you could concentrate on the planting. What do you think?
Eve beeped excitedly. She loved the idea. And friends, we can see her well here in the picture. She dug a well, didn't she? And it turned out looking really good. In the picture, we can see her digging one, and then we can see the final product. For the first time back on Earth, Eve felt like she had a new directive. Over time, her garden grew and grew, and it wasn't long before Eve and Wally had gardens surrounding their home.
Wally!
Eve beeped happily. Her gardens became her favorite places on Earth. She loved spending time surrounded by her plants with her favorite robot by her side.
Wally!
Eve! And I think they probably lived happily ever after. What do you think?
Yeah.
Great. And so shall we say that is the end?
The end?
Yeah, okay.
The end!